Hello, it's the 23rd of November. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The Yarlswood Immigration Removal Centre has long been the focus of controversy in Bedfordshire. On Saturday, the Thurlies facility's 20th anniversary was marked by protest. 12 former detainees and 3 civilians displayed banners calling for its closure. Reports of mistreatment and 3 deaths, which have occurred since 2001, have tarnished the Serco-run centre. Among the protest was a woman interred at Yarlswood for 3 months after fleeing a brutal civil war in the Côte d'Ivoire. Another woman escaped after sex trafficking in North Africa and talked about her 2 suicide attempts during her 8-month confinement. Mohamed Yazin, the Labour MP for Kempston and Bedford, sided with the protest as an advocate for the IRC to be closed. A 1% increase in property values across Bedford was registered in September. Annual property value growth is just under 10%. The average home price in Bedford is just under £317,000. 2 related criminal incidents are being reviewed by Beds Police. The first took place around 1:30 a.m. on Sunday morning in the Greenhill Street area of Bedford. A group of teenagers robbed a man of his mobile phone and a bank card. The second incident, described as shockingly violent, occurred shortly after around Castle Lane, where the same items were taken from the victim. 8 teenagers were arrested, but later released on bail pending further investigation. This Sunday, the 28th of November, is Museum Shop Sunday. Bedford's Higgy Museum will join over 1,600 venues across the globe, selling bespoke artist-created gifts and, locally, items related to Bedfordshire's history. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.